Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
He said that I flow his mind every time I'm activated. You just trying to catch a vibe. CC got you fascinated. Jump up in the brand new ride. BMW riding, baby. I ain't gonna tell you lies. That's just how we roll.
www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot and call into the station to listen in or show us some love at 515-602-9661. Press the one button to be heard. That's 515-602-9661 and press the one button to be heard. Big shout out to our sponsor, man, Queens Royal Sips. Experience royalty in every sip. Make sure you check them out at www.divaspotent.blogspot. Again, that's www.divaspotent.blogspot. Check out Queens Royal Sips and all the amazing things that they're doing with that exclusive and royalty lemonade. I'm excited. It is Monday, October the 23rd. We had about 72 degrees here in Texas, out here in Greenville, Texas. It's cloudy, but you know how Texas do. She can go from cloudy to 101 in 5 minutes. So we got love for you, Texas. like I said, we're going to have Greta Greensbob in the building. We're going to be showcasing his new single called Judy. So make sure y'all follow him on all the social media network outlets. That's Gutter Grease on Facebook and Grease King Time, man. I'm excited because this is a week of peace. All week we're going to be talking about peace. This is our week of peace on Deepest Fire Radio. So I'm going to take y'all to church on that segment in a few. And we're going to be talking about peace. The theme for this week is peace, you guys. So I would definitely encourage you guys to look into that. Whatever that looks like for you, whatever the peace that you need, please go ahead and get that. And, of course, let's not forget, on the show we're going to be talking about, of course, we're going to have Gutter Grease coming in with the music. We're going to be talking about community, and we're going to be talking about fatherhood. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. on Central Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So make sure y'all tuned in with your Diva in the morning. Let's get into a hot track by Grandmaster Kai called Grand Waves. And when we come back, we're going to take y'all to church. Let's go.
Make sure.
I can feel it. make you special, yeah. Never giving me more than I can handle, but good for riding every one of my
needs. And I'm living in your blessing, covered in your holy, no more stressing, yeah. On you I am dependent, sticking to your word, so I live in your blessing.
Blessings on, blessings on me. Blessings on, blessings on me.
That was Teresa right there with Blessings on Me. And that was Grandmaster Kai with Grand Waves. Make sure y'all check them out on all social media networks. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio.
The Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yes, I'm on the spot each and every morning. Come wake up with your Diva, man. This is what it's all about. I'm excited to be here. And now we are at the top of the hour. And we're going to get into that Educate and Regulate session. Kyle Adrian, come on in here, baby.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate.
And I'm still hungover, still drunk from a Saturday night. But I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it into heaven gates. Cause they say I'm living wrong, wish it won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away, far away from here. I misbehave, this lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work. So I'ma take them to church, take them to church, take them to church.
Man, it's your boy Kyle.
Big shout out to Kyle Dreams, man. It is Monday. We are up on the moving on the grind. The kids was on a break from school, and now they are back. So big shout out to all the parents out there who's taking their kids to school, all the bus drivers, all the public transportation, those who are getting off the school themselves and work. We definitely appreciate you. And this week on Diva Spot, we're going to be talking about peace. It's all about peace. Today is October the 23rd. And we're going to come out from one of my favorite books, my Women of Color's Devotional Bible. And it's going to be talking about today is a peace of mind. Lord, just give me some peace. And the scripture that we're coming from is chapter 26, verses 3. And it says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And that is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Now, what's wrong? There's a short story that goes with this, and it says, what's wrong, Denise? You sound unhappy. Denise responded, my doctor said I have an ulcer because I have been worrying too much. My mind is overwhelmed with my problems, and I don't know what to do. Have you ever tried giving them to Jesus? Trust him, and he'll give you the peace of mind. Take your burdens to the altar and leave them there. A little irritated, Denise responded, I have done that. As soon as I turn around from the altar, my burdens come running behind me yelling, you ain't leaving me us here. We came together and we're leaving together. Denise's friend laughed and said, girl, I know, but as soon as they start returning, know that God always has your back. Giving your burdens to Jesus is a continuous process. You hear that? Giving your burdens to Jesus is a continuous process. Now, the secret to peace of mind is wholly trusting in God and keeping your mind continuously and constantly on him. In your home or in your every decision, action and reaction, you should consider the will of Christ and his divine purpose for your life. then put your trust in him. Therein you will find perfect peace. When your troubles are beyond your understanding, you should earnestly and humbly pray to God for peace. Doing this simultaneously with thanksgiving, walking in peace is a constant process and it requires faith. If you study your Bible daily, you are transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's Romans 12:2. Allow God to totally occupy your mind and peace will be yours. And we got an application. I'm going to show you how to apply this. It says application today. When a troubling issue comes to mind, stop the negative thoughts and visualize yourself writing a note about the problem. On the note, write to Jesus, "I give you," etc., etc. "You are now the executor of this problem," state. Take that note, walk it to a locked chamber that has a mail slot for Jesus marked. Cast all your cares on him and push that note through it. Each time the problem rears its ugly head, it will not stop suddenly. Each time the problem rears its ugly head, it will not stop suddenly. Remind yourself that it no longer belongs to you. Okay, in Jesus' name. And we're going to pray with his word. Lord, your word says that I shall be transformed by the renewing of my spirit. I need peace of mind, Jesus. Sometimes there is a war going on in my mind. I welcome you to occupy my mind, take complete residence there so that I might experience the perfect peace your word promised. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hallelujah on that for the devotional for the day. Yes. I think peace, and I like what it says, and it is true. Keep your eyes and your mind on the things of the Lord, because, yes, it's very easy at this point to be overwhelmed with everything that's going on with the U.S., everything that's going on internationally, everything that's happening. You have to have some peace by yourself, and that means coming to a quiet place. Cut the phones off, cut the TV off, cut everything off, and just come to a quiet place. Sit with yourself for at least 30 minutes. Some of us can't sit with ourselves for 5 minutes because we've been so distracted by so many things being downloaded on us and the scrolling and constantly things. We go from happy to sad to angry to emotional to inspired to discouraged. It is important for us to keep that peace and keep our eyes and our mind on the things of the Lord. It's your girl Diva Ebony Bean. You're now tuned in live at Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Or you can call into the show and listen live. 515-602-9661. That's 515-602-9661. Press the want button to be heard. Holla at your diva. Don't worry, I don't bite. I don't bite at all. But call in here and show me some love. I definitely want to hear your comments and feedback on how do you maintain your peace. Like, what is it that you do that you literally maintain your peace and don't let nobody interrupt it? Do you take a walk at the park? Do you go to the water? Do you meditate? Do you take a long bath? Do you read? Do you read your word? Like, I really want to know because I'm super interested. Call me up at 515-602-9661. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. We're going to come back with that Educate and Regulate session. Let's talk about some justice. Let's get into a hot track by Nico, King's Affirmation. Let's go.
My haters won't always be nameless, give them no clout, I give them no power. Creators look different, they ancient, sooner than later, all will be ours. I keep an eye out for the numbers, I stay in contact.
be one of the greatest. That is the vow, yeah, that is the promise. That is the promise. Always wanted to be famous, just being real, yeah, just being honest. Just being honest.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
Lord, I thank you for this day. My mouth is only filled with your praise. So I come before you to lift my sisters and my brothers in prayer today. I sense a heaviness by the enemy that is trying to put them down, push them to the fence with nonsense filled with offense, trying to discourage, fill them up with anger. I won't lie, he's so annoying, but then again, I got your anointing. We have your power to stand and not surrender. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. I cancel and demolish all strongholds by your precious name and blood. Our power and authority to punch Satan in the face with every day with our faith. I cancel all attempts to shut my sisters and my brothers down. I command all fear to get out, drown, and never come around. I yank strongholds from the root that keep them feeling helpless. The enemy was destroyed by Jesus' death and resurrection. The sneaky enemy keeps showing up, whispering lies, twisting truth, attempting to inflate selfish pride. I'm declaring the devil and his demons lies today. I command them to leave you in Jesus' name. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. Says his word that's sharper than a two-edged sword. Be filled with that powerful confidence. Dress in that armor and learn to move in silence. As a daughter to her father, I ask right now that your presence falls over my sisters and brothers. Pure revival, deliverance, healing. I command wisdom, discernment, so they won't be caught off guard by that silly serpent. Together, Lord, we will win, because in truth you already have. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Now go ahead and give your arms a stretch to Jesus where you find rest. Stop with all that stress, you are too blessed by the best. Don't be in competition, only in missions. Speak truth and never fiction. When you move, flow in the spirit. The old juice should never be missing. Now open your mouth and allow your father's words to start speaking. Get familiar with who you are in his kingdom. Understanding identity is an eternal key. There is an identity crisis in the body of Christ. God's plan was never for us to be filled with Satan lies. You're filled with the spirit that makes Satan cry. You need to understand that what was fought when he was crucified. May my prayer open your eyes, and that you understand all you need is who lives inside. A flowing river, a word engraved in your heart, that's so alive, ready to give you eternal life. I declare all these things over your life right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I'm justified, normalized, normalized, normalized.
I had to hit y'all with that double play. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spark Radio. It should be even in the morning. Make sure you hit us up at 515-602-9661. Again, that's 515-602-9661. I just hit y'all with a double play right there. The first one was Aniko with King's Affirmation. Make sure you check her out on all social network media outlets. And also, I hit y'all with that Justified, that prayer. Make sure y'all check her out, Justified, on YouTube, No More Lies. We're going to get into this Educate and Regulate session. F. Kali, where you at, baby?
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. Time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey queen, go on to the front. Hey queen, go on to the front. Hey queen, won't you come some? On the front line, Diva, Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey queen, go on to the front. Hey queen, go on to the front. Hey queen, won't you come some? On the front line with Diva, Ebony B.
Come on, come on.
Big out to F. Cole make sure you check him out on all social media outlets. I want to talk about justice for a minute and the people who are doing things in the community all over the world, and I just want to highlight a couple of them. And the first one is the people who are doing changes in our village, local and internationally. And the first one is justiceforfamily.org. Now, justiceforfamily.org is really concentrate on mass incarceration and assisting with the youth, with our youth. Because if for those who don't know and those who do know, they are doing a thing where they're trying to continue to incarcerate our young males and our young females and just break families apart. The system is set up to take our babies as early as kindergarten. They already make a prison for our children even before they get out of kindergarten. Where they coloring and learning colors and motor skills or whatever the case may be, there is a system that's set up to imprison them as they come older, or even as young as 9, 7 years old. They're bringing in these criminal systems, and they're using them for free labor and using them for whatever that they have to destroy the life. So I want you guys to check out justiceforfamilies.org. Again, that's justiceforfamilies.org. They are an incredible organization and has been around for a very long time, pulling things together for families, helping them with court cases, offering mentorship, and all types of stuff. They just had a back to school, you know, bash out there, but they're doing some amazing things. So I want to make sure you guys check them out and highlight them. And I'll pull them up real quick because I want to give you guys just a brief detail. They're located out of Bronx, New York. Big shout out to the Bronx and everybody out there. Justice for Family is a national network of family leaders impacted by the justice system, working to end mass criminalization, particularly for the youth. So make sure you guys check them out, man. They have a lot of things going on, and please support them. They need your support. It's important. So I love what they're doing for particularly for the youth and the communities of Black, Indigenous, and people of color. So we want to make sure that we support them and check them out. Big round of applause for the Justice for Family, man. I got to show them some love, man. I really appreciate you guys and all of your efforts and how you guys have been going about working with families to build a collective, to build a strong village, to work against these systematic places that try to oppress us and oppress our children. We don't need to be no more stressed than what we already is, and we're doing the best with our children that we can, okay? Now, on the other side of that, of talking about justice today, I definitely want to talk about the justice for children, you know, child abuse, sexual assault. It is at an all-time high. And the crazy thing about it is you don't know until you know. And big shout out to the Hunt County Child Advocacy Center. They advocate against child abuse and sexual assault. Y'all don't even realize how many children are being abused and sexually assaulted inside and outside the home by strangers and by family members, by adults and by other children. We got children out here who are sexually assaulting each other and not even realize what they're doing. And as we know, it's a lot of it's a lot of things to influence them, and it's negative and criminal and demonic behavior. So we want to make sure that we are educating ourselves on the topic. We get the numbers. We realize how bad and how crucial it is for us to be a part of using our voices. If you have been abused or sexually assaulted, please use your voice. Say something to somebody so somebody can do something about it. You don't have to be in that environment. You don't have to stay in that environment. So the Hunt County Child Advocacy Center are both a rape center, rape crisis center in Hunt County, Hunt County Rape Crisis Center / Crisis Center of the Northeast Texas, and a Children's Advocacy Center in Hunt County's Children's Advocacy Center. So the Crisis Center They got one located here in Greenville, Texas, and they also work with the Hunt County. So they're all over. So the Child Advocacy Center, commonly referred to as the CACs, are child-focused, community-oriented, facility-based programs in which representatives from many disciplines meet to discuss and make decisions about investigation, treatment, and prosecution of child abuse cases. They also work to prevent further victimization of children. So we want to give a shout out to the Hunt County Child Advocacy Center. Make sure you check them out, as well as check out justiceforfamilies.org. It's your girl, Diva Ebony. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. It's your Diva in the Morning. We're going to get into another hot track. And make sure you hit us up at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. We on the spot and we on the grind. We're going to play a hot track by L. Century called Without a Doubt.
Just some heat, the competition kind of steep, but the crown I'll keep. J-199, got a point to prove, out to win, not to lose. No more rummaging through these tools and views. It's mine, time to shine. Game is to be sold and not to be told. Some of y'all running down feeling mighty bold. No more. Big move, gotta make sure that your booties are cool. No doubt, I'm gon' get mine. Said I'm still in the limelight, just not in the streets. I heard that people wanna know what's going on with me. I'm here, and I will survive. I'm up on my hustle, stand up on my grind, and headed to the top, stays on my mind. Somebody said that you was looking for me.
I still
feel my way, but you know exactly where I'm at. Said it's my time, and I know that I'm gonna die. Yeah, I'm coming for mine.
Sometimes it's kinda hard when you're dealing with the stress.
thinking to myself, how I end up in this mess. Maybe it's just a test. Done lost too many friends. Gotta say R.I.P. to Jordy, Jock, and Ben. Now where do I begin? My daddy died in 08. Lost my cousin Sean to a nigga with that gunplay. See, I ain't really been straight. Even though you see a smile, don't let that shit fool you. I'm just covering the frown. I hate feeling down. Some days are better than most. When you see the things that I've seen, you lose hope. It's really hard to cope. Maybe I learned my lesson. Asking for forgiveness in return for a blessing. Depression.
Depression.
We address the situation. Look at all the suicide we face across the nation. I know we lose patience, so quick to give in. Never wanna talk about our problems, we so distant. Just know you have a friend, I'll always be around. Remember with kings and queens, don't let them take your crown. And I'ma hold you down, no matter what the cost. This is for the ones who ain't here that we lost. Believe I overstand, cause I'm going through it too. Now the day goes by, I'm not feeling just like you. You know I have a clue about the pain you feel. I tried to take my own life when I was just a kid. Thank God I'm still living, I'm here to make a change. I never sell my soul for this world or for fame. Maybe I learned my lesson. Asking for forgiveness in return for a blessing. Depression,
depression, depression, depression.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yeah. playing tricks on me. Tell me, have you seen that? So fool the way she talk. Queen with such demeanor. She just so beautiful. I can't take my eyes off of her. Should I make a move? Try to keep my cool. But in my mind I promise I'm a perfect dude. We can make a movie. Call it You So Juicy. Juneteenth is my rocket. Love it, I won't stop it. Let's groove tonight. Girl, you so beautiful. That voice so nice. The melanin moon exposing all your lies. So let's take a trip and just enjoy the night. Oh baby, love where you're moving. Oh baby, don't stop. Baby, love it how you do it. Oh baby, ooh la ooh. Oh baby, love the way you're moving. Oh baby, don't stop, ooh. Oh baby, love it how you do it. Oh, oh, oh baby, got me going crazy. I'm about to lose my mind.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I was so lost until you came, you right on time.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We can make a movie. Call it You So Juicy. Juneteenth is my rocket. Love it, I won't stop it. Let's groove tonight. Girl, you so beautiful and born so nice. The melody moves closing all your lies. So let's take a trip and just enjoy the night.
Come on!
Feeling like the 80s. Got me going crazy.
Yeah.
You know you can find me.
Come on!
Somewhere in the 90s.
It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You Diva in the morning, baby. Make sure you tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Make sure you call into the show at 515-602-9661. Again, that's 515-9661. Now, I know y'all been waiting for Grease to come on in the building. I know you have been anticipating me waiting for him, and he's worth the wait. I want to give y'all a little background about this king right here, this black farmer right here. Grease Gutter is a multi-talented individual who wears many hats in the entertainment industry. As a recognized artist and MC at Rilla Records, Grease showcases incredible skills and creative expression through music and performances. If you have not seen this man perform live, please go to YouTube. Please follow him. Go see it because it is a show to see. Grease is not just limited to the stage, though. He is also an ambassador for the Art of Living organization. He is spreading positivity and inspiration to those around him. And in addition, Grease is an official game host for the St. Louis Griffins basketball team, bringing excitement and energy to each and every game. So major big shout out to St. Louis Griffins basketball team. We definitely appreciate you. They're new. They just came up. Professional basketball league in March of this year, so make sure y'all go and show some love. Now, outside the entertainment endeavors, Grease is the CEO at Black Farmer Co., a company dedicated to promoting and supporting black farmers and their contributions to the horticultural industry. He is also a passionate advocate for autism awareness using his platform to raise awareness and understanding. So if you want to book Greaves for any up-and-coming events or collaborations, please contact Big Ring Management 2019. Again, that's at Big Ring Management 2019. This multifaceted individual is ready to bring his unique talents and positive influence to your next project. And now he is here live on Diva Spot Radio, and we're going to be showcasing his hot new single called Judy Greaves. We're going off the building.
Yo.
Grand Rising.
What's going on, Diva? Grand Rising, Rich Rising. What's up, everybody? I am so sorry. Pardon my lateness. Pardon my lateness, man. I feel so bad about that, but I'm happy I'm here, and I'm happy that everybody else is here as well. And shout out to my people that's been called in, too.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the 314. We see you guys in the building. Big shout out to the 253 and the 973. We definitely see you guys live in the building. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We live on air with Greaves Gutta. Greaves, I'm just so excited to have you here. And it's always good time. It's one thing to, I'd rather show up late or not show up than to not show up at all, right?
Yes, ma'am. Come on now.
All right. Now, Greaves, you got this new single out, called Judy. Tell us about the new single that's getting lots of rotation everywhere, named Judy.
Man, Judy is Judy everywhere, man, literally.
She sure is.
Okay, like, she everywhere. You hear me? Like, it ain't just exclusive to St. Louis, to East St. Louis. Like, everybody got a Judy. Everybody got a Judy. It don't matter if you got a little Judy, a big Judy, a medium Judy. Everybody got a Judy. And it's really the reason that I came up with Judy is because something that I feel like that people have forgotten about with our area is that we make party music. I know everybody wants to hear the ops and all the bang bang and all that, but man, we make party music. Like, I want people to know, the men in St. Louis and East St. Louis, we love to party. We love to dance with women, with beautiful ladies. We like the groove. We a vibe. You know what I'm saying? So Judy is, once again, if you follow me, you'll know I always make songs where I be giving love to the black women all the time, my melanated women all the time. So Judy is another banger. It's another song showing love to our queen, telling them how we love their symmetry, how we love their melanated skin, you know what I'm saying, how they make us feel when we see them. And it's also giving love to my crib, man, where I'm at, man. Shout out to 314-618 East St. Charlie up all day, St. Louis. It's all love, man.
Oh, I definitely love it, and you definitely got lots of love for the black woman, and you definitely are passionate and strong about protecting the black woman and protecting the family. And I asked my husband this question this morning. A big shout out to my husband, Mr. Moss. I love you, baby. I said, what is it about the booty that it has black men so captivated? And I said, love, I'm going to ask Greaves this question on air. And I said, what is it that's so captivating? He said, because y'all one of one. He said, the black woman is one of one, and you guys are very unique in your, and he said the skin tone too. So I'm going to ask you the same question. What is it about the Judy? What is it? What is it about the booty that's so captivating for our brothers out there, or at least for you?
I'm gonna tell you like this, and fellas, if you listening, pay attention. Take what I say, use it at your will, use it at your risk. All right, ladies, it is about the booty, but check me out. It's the whole silhouette, all right? It's the silhouette. And this is what I mean. The Judy come in different sizes because it also comes with these thighs and these hips. And when it comes to a black woman, I'm telling you, a black woman can walk in a room and she can make everybody get quiet. I'm talking about quiet enough to where I can almost smell the perfume that you got on all the way across the room. Because a black woman commands attention without even saying anything. So it's like when you add the booty in there, it is like your husband said, it's a one of one. There are going to be people out there that try to go get shots. They go get personal chefs to ab roll them with the pizza dough rollers and everything else. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, when it comes to that natural, factual, that pheromone, that melanated, that caramelized, that listen to what I'm saying. All these words that we use to describe the brown, beautiful sugar of a black woman, and then you add them dumplings in back there. I mean, it's probably one of the most savory, sensational, sweet desserts I've ever had in my life. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the black women out there. We love you. Black women are amazing. They are everything. And no matter how many mistakes that we make, how many rules that we break, please forgive us a million times tenfold because we didn't mean it.
It's the dumpling for me. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. I'm live in the building with Grieve Gutter. Make sure you follow him on all social networking platforms. On Facebook, at Grieve Gutter, and on Instagram, at Grieve King Kong. Go ahead.
Hey, y'all, make sure y'all follow Diva and everything. Call in, chime in, show that love. Because you understand, we got to build our own network up, man. And everybody got to understand you are a very valuable, high valuable person. And we all are needed together. One big wheel, man. As we say in East Saint, all gas, no brakes, baby.
No brakes, baby. Well, Grieve, my next question for you, because I definitely want to get into this track, Judy, is who, because you've been doing this for a long time. Like, this ain't your first rodeo. It won't be your last one. But I guess my question to you is, who are some of your favorite collabs you have done with, who you have done in the music industry? Like, your whole
style,
where it was 10 years ago to where it is, it's still in play, but it's totally, you know, it has enhanced. So who are some of your favorite collabs in the music industry that you work with?
Well, first off, I appreciate you for always giving me the love like that all the time. If we gonna keep it all the way above, we gotta go all the way back, and we gotta say shout out to DJ 3 and my ex manager Jondalyn. They kind of helped me really get my feet in the door when it came to meeting people in the industry. So one of the first collabs I had was with Jermaine White, Jay White. The same producer that produced produced for Cardi B, the Bodak Yellow, produced the song for Meg and Beyonce. Like, he got a lot of dope credits under his belt. He produced my song called Super Week that I did. That was one of my big singles back in the day. And then we collabed again for my other song called Grits that stand for Girls Raised in the South. And that's when I had my first industry feature on it with Charlie Boy. So it's just crazy how, shout out to Victoria Monet with the Oh My Mama, Oh My Hood, where she used the Charlie Boy sample and got him in the video. And it's just crazy. You never know who be knowing who, man. Shout out to Charlie Boy for jumping on my record, because that was major to me, man. So he was my first industry artist that I did a collab with. Besides that, like I say, working with Jay White, shout out to Gorilla Zoe. I've worked with Gorilla Zoe. He's gave me an opportunity and a chance to write for him as well. Also, shout out to DJ Snow, the legendary DJ Snow out of St. Louis, who's also Chingy's DJ. We also collabed together. He's my DJ now, too. But we collabed together on a track with Kane from the Yin Yang Twins and Gorilla Zoe called No Secret. That is not a secret anymore. Y'all know it's going to be on my album that's coming out. But, that's another collab of mine. I've also collabed with Yellow Beezy out of Texas. I've collabed with T-Rail. I've collabed with quite a few people, man. And we've also got a song that we wrote for somebody else, me and Zoe got. I can't tell you who it is, but just know that it's one of the biggest names in the industry right now. And this is no cap, because I can't fit them for real, because my dread's too long and wide now. But... We got a song that's going to be coming out soon, man. Got one of the biggest guys in the game on it. I'm thankful that the ancestors in the universe and my good God put that in my lap. And I know they go, my manager listening right now. He like, nah, you work for that. And and that's true, but I still appreciate all that keep me close and covered, that watch out for me, for giving me these opportunities. So that's my biggest ebb, and I'm going to throw you one extra. Because we're going to go back and play. You know how we be affirming stuff, right, manifesting. So we're going to go back to this episode on your show all the time.
Yes.
We're going to go back to this episode. And I'm telling everybody on the phone right now, you will see Rilla Records at the BET Awards.
Yes.
You will see Rilla Records at the Grammy. I'm letting y'all know right now. You are going to see me in movies in the future. You are going to hear me on radio in the future. And I'm going to do a song with Andre 3000. I'm going to do a song with Big Crit as well. Yeah. Those are two features that I would love to do songs with. So I'm throwing all that out there right now, because I'm telling you, we're going to come back to this, Ebb. You hear me? We're going to come back to it. I'm telling you.
But even hear you, baby. And I think all of this is a testament of you living purposely and you living out loud and you being out there and being creative and being your authentic self. You know, you wear a lot of hats as an artist, a business owner, a father. Like, there's a lot of things that you do, and that's one thing that I love really about you and really respect, is because you live in your essence. You live in who you are. Like, you continue to get up and create. You're more than, you know, just an artist and an MC. You know, you're a creator, and we need more creators out there. And taking opportunities and speaking opportunities in radio. I want you to tell us about your experience with Hot FM 104.1 with the Home Team Superstar. Like, of course, I was yelling from my seat and supporting, and they supported you online. And it's like, he needs to be on this show, you know, good, bad, ugly, and indifferent. Like, wherever you go, you're going to be an incredible, electrifying personality and electrifying energy where you go. But I want you to tell everybody about your experience with Hot FM 104.1 and the Home Team Superstars.
First off, it's been a dream of mine, right? A dream of mine ever since I was a child. And it has been everything in the world to me. I want to throw this in real quick before I even scratch that. I want to thank, and I believe he called in. I want to thank my man BJ. He's the GM of the St. Louis Griffins. BJ gave me a chance. I hit him up on Instagram and told him I wanted to help them all. And he gave me a chance, and I'm saying this because it was practice as well. He gave me a chance to be their in-game announcer at the basketball game. And it gave me an opportunity to connect with the community of Jennings. And it also gave me an opportunity to build my voice up, to learn how to influx and to come down, how to sway, how to put emotion into my words. I had a lot of games to practice and do that with. So I just want to thank him for giving me that opportunity and all his prayers. And it just went over to the radio station as well. And that has been everything. I constantly thank everybody out there for voting for me, for giving me your energy, because I don't think everybody understands that I don't look at it like the radio ebb. I look at it like, I'm so happy that you guys are choosing me to be able to be a vessel for you all in the morning, to be able to give you guys good energy, to give you guys words, the fact that you all trust my wisdom that has been passed down to me to share with you guys in the morning to guide you and direct you. That's why I want to be on there. Everything goes back to farming. Everything goes back to farming. It's all about nurturing this soil, planting these seeds, helping them grow. Some of them going to lean to the left or the right, so you got to be there to keep them aligned. It's all about that. And the more that I meet people as I keep getting older, people like BJ that's helping me become a part of organizations and other things, it's making me proud to be a man, Ebb, and to be a black man. And I know if I can find things that I can become passionate about that keep me rooted in my community, I know that I can help other black men find the same thing, so that we can produce more black smiles. Because I think that's why we don't see a lot of black men smiling, because a lot of them don't know where they're going. And you know what I'm saying? So until you get some direction, then you're going to look lost. So
I love that. And you know what, with direction come correction. And I started adjusting my energy about 2 years ago to make black men feel safe, period. It ain't got to be my black man. It ain't got to be my black brother. It ain't got to be my black son. But I intentionally go out my way to say, Grand Rising, and you are important, and you love, and you support us. And just saying
that's
right. Complete strangers, you know, they need to know. And it's important. I want to get into this hot track called Judy. Why don't you go ahead and introduce it and let them know they're hearing it live right here on Diva Spot Radio.
What's up, man? It's your boy Greens, a.k.a. The Black Former. And, man, y'all know we right here live on Diva Spot Radio, man. Y'all about to hear my new single, Judy, coming on y'all airways, man. It's out on all streaming platforms everywhere, man. Come on now, let's go.
Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
It was your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. That was Judy by Grease. Got her live in the building, Grease.
Hey. I was over here jamming.
The way you came in, like, yeah, we knew we was about to party.
Man,
like,
come on, man. Come on, man. Yeah. Come on, man.
Like, the way you came in, yo, it's your girl, DBWB. You're now tuning in live. We got Greaves Gutter live in the building. Call us up at 515-602-9661. Press the one button to be heard. New York and New Jersey is deep in the building today. I see y'all. If y'all, you guys
Jersey in the building. What up, Jersey? What up, New York?
Jersey, New York? Hey, y'all love what y'all deep in the morning. I appreciate the love, man. If you're on the phone line, press the one button to be put in the call queue to ask our special guests some questions and show some love, man. I listen, of course, you know, I'm a supporter, I'm a fan and of your music, but the way that you open up your music and the energy that you bring to it, it makes the record. Now, of course, I'm not going, you know, be around here bouncing and shaking and no, that's not what Diva going to do. But ain't no twerking, ain't no nothing. I'm still doing stretches in the morning to warm my body up to take my morning.
Hey, you can stretch to it. You can stretch to it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm doing to it. But one thing about it is, like I said, I love the energy.
You get stretched to this and cool down the melanin moonlight. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yo, melanin moonlight, I ain't going to front. It's out of that and Black Farmer, those two go hand in hand for me. Like, but Melanin Moonlight, that's for me and hubby. We listen to that song all the time. Like, I fall in love with that man all over again when that song is playing him. And we dance in our living room. Like, thank you for making that record.
See, that's right there. That's my morning coffee right there. That's what I'm talking about. Like, that's why I made that record. So if you haven't heard it, man, y'all make sure y'all go listen to Melanin Moonlight, especially if you got through a special someone or if you miss your special someone. Go check out Melanin Moonlight. It's on YouTube right now and everywhere else.
And everywhere else. Now, let's talk about Black Farmer. Black Farmer Co. has been planting seeds everywhere. Tell us, you know, tell me more about your company and who you have worked with.
Oh, man. So Black Farmer is my company. Thank you for asking about it. I started my company when the good Lord blessed me with my children, my three babies, my beautiful babies. Mm. I got two sons and a daughter. They all are on the spectrum. They all have autism, so they all have special needs. So I was very afraid when they were going to, you know, be delivered to me. I asked God for some direction, and he came to me in a dream, and he showed me a field, and he told me, he said, you need to plant seeds everywhere you go. You have to change your life. If you want the world to be welcoming to your children to where you don't got to worry about nothing, then you got to give up everything right now, and you got to nurture everybody. Mm. And I was like, okay, I'll do whatever for my kids. You know what I'm saying? So I started with my social media. I unfollowed all the BBLs and all that other stuff. Like, I just started cleaning everything because I was like, if I'm a be this person that stands tall, people are going to look for cracks. Yeah. So I got to make sure that I get my temple together before I ask people to come unto me. So I worked on it for a year. I just hashtagged it, and then boom, we launched it. And you know, by the good God's grace and the love, you know what I'm saying, people have embraced it. People love the brand. They love what it stands for. It's agriculture of the soul is what it's called. And we tell everybody that we farm effectively. Everybody is a Black farmer. There is somebody out there that soil is dry, somebody out there whose field looks barren. You know what I'm saying? And they need hydration. They need some care. They need somebody to not just come and sprinkle, but they need somebody to pour. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm about. That's all I'm about. Like, I'm not perfect, but I try my best to be as upbeat as I can, because if you ever catch me and I'm not like, yeah, if you don't catch me and I ain't like that, then I'm telling you, if you know me, you'll see somebody come over to me and be like, what's wrong with Grease? Grease, you okay? Mm-hmm. Because they know, like, I'm just always like that, you know what I'm saying? So that's what Black Farmer is about, man. We've sent merch out to almost all 50 states. Again, shout out to my manager, Big Ring. He came in and basically helped me with this a lot on the business side. I was a one-man band at first, and he came in, you know what I'm saying, with the wisdom and the elder, and it's been helped out a lot. So we've really grown our networks. I'm super thankful, and that's why everything is everything, Eb. And I keep telling y'all, man, like, I'm working my way up to get up here, because I'm not afraid to talk. I'm not afraid to say the things that need to be said, and I know how to say them in a way to where it's not going to be alarming, but at the same time, we are going to get the message out there, because that's what we need to do.
I love that. And we got our Black Farmers. We got custom hoodies from Black Farmers. And I got two of them. I love that plush hoodie. Like, it's beautiful. I got a pink one, and I got a royal purple one. My husband got a lime green one because he's a Seahawks fan. And Queenie Beanie, my little Queenie Beanie, the CEO, the co-CEO of Queens Royal.
Hey.
We got her a Black Farmer hoodie, and we wear them proud. Where do we go to get the merch, because the merch is of quality and it's last longer. Like, I've had it for 2 years and it's still of good quality. My lettering is still intact. Everything that I would want from a hoodie, and it was worth every penny. So where do we go to get the merch and check out more about Black Farmers?
Oh, for sure. You can go to www.blackfarmer, and it's just like it's spelled, blackfarmerco.com. Again, that is blackfarmerco.com. That's where you can go. And if you forget that, you can always go on my social media because it's all connected, and it will direct you straight to the website.
The Black Farmer is Black Farmer Code. Big shout out to you, everybody that's tuned in. Big shout out to Karina on the check in. I see you, sis. My sis over there and Faith over there in Garland, Texas. Big shout out to Texas. It's about 75 degrees here in Texas. We're a bit cloudy, but you know we still stay hot, baby, each and every day. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. We're on the spot on the ground with Greaves Gutter. Greaves, I wanted to ask you, how did you get connected with the Art of Living, and what made you decide to become an ambassador for them?
So that's super awesome. So they actually reached out to me. I was super shocked. And this, you know what, Ev, this is the second time something like that has happened. I got reached out to before they reached out to me. I was reached out to help with the voting that we just had. And I was like super excited about that. That was awesome. And then the Art of Living came right behind it. And this goes back into Black Farmer. When I spoke with them, they were just like, you know, you're very positive. You have a great energy about yourself. We've had people watching you. And just the things that you do, the way you speak out for your community, the way you speak up for Black women. They followed my TikTok page. And they saw all the videos that I made for Black women. They saw the video when we found the young lady that was missing, that was being messed with at home. So, like, they were just like, you know, we would just love for you to be an ambassador for us because you are somebody that we feel like can help change the world. And that meant a lot to me because ever since I was a child, I've told my mother every day I would stand in the mirror, Ebb. I've never told nobody this. So everybody that's here, this is real stuff right here. So, like, when I was a kid growing up, I was very, very little. You guys see big Gutter now, but I used to be a really skinny kid. And because I was so skinny, people used to try to pick on me, but I was a fighter because I grew up in a bad neighborhood. But I always used to stand in front of the mirror, and I used to flex my muscles all the time. And my mom used to ask me, why do you always do that? Do you want to be big so like you can you know face people? And I was like, nah, mama, I'm gonna change the world. I got to get strong so I can change the world because people got to see me and believe that I'm strong enough to do it. When I was a kid, and my mom was like, and I believe you could do it too. And I still feel that way, Eb. I still feel like I can change the world. I know somebody probably like, that's crazy. You feel like that, but ever since I was born, I felt like I was put here to change the world. That's just how I feel. And I feel like even with everything that's going on right now, there hasn't been a place that me and Ring have been flown on that Iron Bird and went to where when God give me the floor and I speak, everybody get quiet. And they listen to me all the time. And now I know that God has given me that type of energy. Eb, that's why I use it correctly and wisely. You know what I'm saying? That's why I feel like I can change the world. Because if I can be one person that people want to listen to, then I'm going to definitely say what needs to be said. You know what I'm saying?
I know, that's right. And it comes with great responsibility. You got to have courage. And I like what you said in the beginning, like when you decided to start doing your thing, you had to purge, you had to cleanse, you got to surrender. And those for those who are chosen, those who are calling, we have to surrender. Like, y'all think that this thing is just super easy, and nah, we have to purge and we have to surrender first before we go out there and speak. And I remember it was at a time that I let somebody else, you know, shrink my voice. And it was like, oh, here come Ebony talking that positivity. Here come Ebony talking about God. And I let that person for maybe like 3-4 years quiet my voice and not talking about God, my creator, about how he created me and what he did for me. And it took me to be at an event where they were giving me all these flowers and all of these praises. And it felt weird. I was like, I'm just little Ebb. I'm just a small girl from Pontiac that kind of grew up in Jersey and did some things, and God had a place for me. I called you. I anointed you. So don't you ever let nobody, you know, sink your voice or make you quiet. And even when I started out in radio, before it became, it was internet radio first, now they call it podcast, which was 10 years ago. But they were saying, like, oh, you, where did you go to college at? You broadcasting and journalist? I had none of that. Everything came natural to me. Like, I was a creator. And even still to this day, mm-hmm. like, actually, so I really, you know, applaud you for that and all the big things that you're doing. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. We got Greaves Gutter live in the building with us and just dropping plenty.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve. All of these seeds are good. I have nothing but the best up here. Now, I did want to talk to you. You've been doing big things, and you did a big thing in the community with the St. Louis Griffins. Tell me about that experience and how that came about, because they're fairly a new team. Were they?
Established
in March of this year.
Yeah, so this was their first year. Shout out to the fellas, man. We had a great run this year. Rookie team, we got all the way to the championship, to the finals, and unfortunately we didn't come home with it. But the road that we took to get there, I'm talking about we were knocking off the number one teams in like each conference or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Every time we had to play somebody in the playoffs. So like it was adversity. Adversity was there. Fatigue was there, even with the traveling. The fellas had to travel very far to go to away. We only got one home game every time we had a playoff game, and then we had to play the other two on the road. So
wow.
I learned so much from the guys, man. They probably don't know this, but I learned so much from them. You know, it was a joy to watch them fight through everything that they did. It was a joy to watch BJ, to watch Coach Griffin and all the other coaches work with other black men. We had a team full of brothers. You know what I'm saying? And it was just amazing to see emotion, to see men not afraid to be in a space together to show emotion, to show tenacity. For us to grow with that community, the city of Jennings, you know, our last game, Ebony, like we had about four, I want to say it was like 1,450 people online watching the game online.
Uh-huh.
and we had like 1,000 people at the gym. We couldn't even let nobody else in.
Wow.
Like it was packed to capacity. You know, the stars was out. We had the mayors came, and I mean it was amazing, man. Like so that whole experience, even from the local talent coming and performing at halftime, all of the majorettes, the cheerleaders, the youth programs with the young ladies coming doing their dancing, our cheerleaders, our Griffin girls, our Griffin granny, our mascot Leo the Lion, like it's just a whole big family, man. So it's been amazing. I thank them for allowing me to grow more as a person, working with them, learning how to treat the public better, learning how to deal with people better, how to communicate better. Everything and everybody that allows me to share space with them, I always tell them thank you, because you are helping me grow, because I always get something from you, and it helps me be a better person when I get to the next person. So,
oh man, I love that. Community pride is always a great thing, and that's what it. When I was watching and doing research, and I was watching the games on YouTube and, you know, just looking up the website and checking out the organization, I love community pride, and I think that gives us, that activates our superpowers in the community. When we come together to support things that's positive in the community and support the youth, support our men, our women, support these talents and showcase them on a local and a large scale. So I'm going to ask you a few more questions. I know you got a lot of things to do today, but my next question is, and I asked my husband this question. I asked my brother this question. I want to ask all the brothers this question. What is the foundation mm-hmm. of fatherhood?
Oh my God, that's a great question.
The queens want to know.
I'm gonna say, I'm gonna say this, all right, and I'll use my own father. I love you, Pop. I know you ain't tuned in right now, but you everything in the world to me. My father, I'm gonna say I came from a family of hard men, and what I mean by that is my grandfather was in World War II,
mm-hmm.
and my uncle, I hope I got it right, I'll be getting mixed up sometime, and my uncle was in Vietnam. So we've had military men in my family.
Yeah.
My father is probably one of the greatest men I've ever known and met in my life because my dad taught me about foundation, and fatherhood has to have foundation. And with that foundation is built on love and respect. That's what that's built on. I still have a respect for my father. I won't curse in front of my father.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say what to my father. I still say yes, sir, to my father. You know what I'm saying? That's my father. My father has the patience of Job. That's something you have to have in fatherhood. You have to have the patience of Job. You have to have a forgiving heart because you are always going to be taxed every day of your life. And if you don't look at it the right way, you're going to feel like you're always losing because you're always going to be called on because that's your job. It is your job to be a pillar. It is your job to be a cornerstone for your family and the community. That is your birthright. So fatherhood is definitely based on a cornerstone and a foundation of love and respect. My father taught me how to respect people. He taught me how to respect myself. And he gave me the core foundations of work. Son, you have to work, son. Everything requires a process of input. You have it's an equivalent exchange. He broke all that stuff down to me. I thank him for showing me how to cut grass, how to clean gutters, how to take trash cans to the front and the back, just all those things. That's what it is for me. And it's especially in our community, Ed, it's definitely the love. We got to get more comfortable with telling our sons we love them. I tell mine every day. I kiss them on the head.
Love them.
And tell them I love them every day. We have to get more comfortable with doing that, and we got to get out of that old, it's just a tough, like you still can do tough love with your son, but at the same time, your son still need to know that it is okay to put the shield down, especially when they in the castle. So,
can we change tough love to strengthening? I'm giving you strength.
For sure we can change it to strengthening.
We say
strength training. We say strength training, so we definitely can say strengthening. For sure.
And I think young men need that. You know, they need the other side. And that's why I continuously tell my husband that I love him and my sons that I love them. And they need to hear that. You know, even the people that I come in contact with, the men and women, they haven't heard I love you. It's so foreign to them. So we need to continue to normalize I love you. I love you doesn't mean that. That's a weak trait. Like, it's needed to be heard, you know, and shout out to Tupac because you said we don't have a race of babies that hate the ladies. And look at us now. So I love
that. And I'm telling you right, I love all my brothers that tuned in right now, man. I love you, bro. I pray nothing but peace and blessings on you, man. If anything that you've been dealing with that's been stressing you out, I'm going to tell you a quick story. I heard this story about God and the devil talking, and the devil told God that he can take care of and do whatever he want to do to everybody except Job, because God wouldn't take his hedge off of Job. And God said, my Job? And the devil said, yeah. He said, God said, well, I tell you what, I'm going to take my hand off of him. And the devil said, give me 24 hours. I guarantee you that I can change his mind and he'll turn his back on you. And God said, well, I'm going to wait and see. So the next time that you're going through something, just think, maybe your name came up in the conversation.
Come on. Come on. Maybe your name came up in the... Come on now. Message on that one, y'all. If you're ready, you know, tune in live to Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you follow us on all social networking platforms. Greaves, my next question for you is, how do you balance and how do you maintain balance for your kids, your career, and your company? How are you balancing all of this?
I'm going to be honest, man. I have a great partner. Their mother is amazing in many ways. She helps out tremendously. I can't stand tall without her holding me up. You know what I'm saying? And that's something else that I feel like us as men, we need to get comfortable with saying out loud, is that if we have a woman in our life, we have a significant other in our life, we have to be comfortable enough to give them their flowers in front of people. You know what I'm saying? Like, people need to hear that they're doing good, that they're doing great. They need to hear those things. So their mother is a very impactful person in my life. She helps out a lot with everything, creative process-wise and all of that. So, and I'm going to throw something else at you, Ed. When I first started Black Former, like, was getting everything etched in stone, getting my business stuff together and everything, she put in on what I was put in on the first couple of things I had to get for the company.
Again,
she's been there. You know what I'm saying? So kudos to her. Shout out to her. When it comes to my children, I'm going to tell you something. I cry. That's how I balance being able to deal with my children. I cry. There are so many nights that I look over them when they're sleeping and I get my tears out, because regardless of what we had that going on that day, if we had an obstacle or not, we had if one of them had an episode or not, you know, daddy got to be strong while he in front of their eyes, you know, and be there and correct and do all those and redirect and everything else. But at night I cry at night, man, and I get it out. You know what I'm saying? I get it out. I release it out. And it don't always be a bad cry, man. Sometimes I just cry because I love them so much. I just be looking at them, and I just be so thankful for them, because they make me like
somewhere in the 90s, feeling like the 80s. Got me.
I go into the middle of my, the middle of my years and going into my golden years. My children are my heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? They are the ones that keep me on task. So that's how I balance them, because they balance me.
I love it.
And when it comes to my music, everything around me is the reason why I write the way I write. Because I want to love the way I love, because I try to live my life high vibrational when it comes to my actions, when it comes to the foods that I intake, when it comes to the things I feed my mind. It makes writing easy for me, because I'm trying to send out high vibes to everybody. You know what I'm saying? So that's how all of those, they all work together.
It's all about balance, keeping God first, family second, and career third. I definitely love that. Reese, thank you so much for coming to Diva Spot for the 100th time. You always welcome here. This is your home here on the spot, on the grind. Let everybody know how they can follow you on social media. Get that music, go support that music, and definitely get your merch from blackparmer.co.
For sure, man. You can always go to Instagram and follow me at Grease King Cone, and that is Greze King Cone. On Facebook, it's Grease Gutter, that's Gutta. Or you can just simplify it and go to Google and type my name in, and everything is going to pop up on the right-hand side in a box right there. It's right there for you. Links and all. And, of course, the website is www.blackformaco.com or blackformaco.com. I love y'all. Protect y'all castle. And remember, only you can let down the drawbridge for somebody to come in, man. It takes one candle to light a million. I love y'all, man.
Oh, man, I definitely appreciate that. Reese, I got a special song for you. I wanted to play this for you because this is what my vision of you looks like. It's called Blessings, and it's by Teresa, Saleh, Neil, and Mino. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Make sure you tune
in. Look at you, man.
Make sure you tune in this Wednesday, 9 a.m. with your Diva in the morning. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. And this is a special song for Grease Gutter. Let's go.
I can feel it.
Radio on the spot, on the grind.